This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Nico Horner, and I stand for Ryan Sandberg. He set the standard for what it means to be a great Cub, and thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, welcome back. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on, and we've hit every dollar-for-dollar match so far, 20 hours in, four to go. I can do that math. We have raised $487,000 with 100% of it going to cancer research. So we have to go and get another dollar-for-dollar match for you for the 6 a.m. hour, and Arbor Investments is back on board. Arbor Investments, they are close friends of the Ricketts family, Greg Purcell, their founder and chairman and co-CEO, along with co-CEO and friend of the station, Carl Allegretti.
Carl Allegretti, great friend of the program, friend of the station, good sports dad too.
Yes, a great sports dad. So we're thrilled that they've put up $10,000 for this hour. So that means your $5 becomes $10, your $50 becomes $100. 200 become, you understand how double
I do know how
works.
That works.
It's very, very cool.
That's good.
So thank you again to Carl Allegretti.
Carl Allegretti,
Greg
former
Purcell.
Butler football player.
Oh, well, yes. That's the real that's
Indiana
the headline
Football
here.
Hall of Famer.
That's the headline here.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that,
I know, Daddy.
That is
that's why I'm here, actually. That's
why everybody is tuned in.
I'm here for every Indiana connection and country music connection.
Okay, well, we got rid of, people claimed most of the country music things.
That's good.
But we've got some other things for you. $3,000, you can meet Aramis Ramirez and get four tickets to a game. That's for the Hall of Fame weekend next year. $3,000, Aramis Ramirez, one of my favorite Cubs of all time. You want to make a $3,000 donation, get four tickets to the game for the Cubs Hall of Fame game next year, and you get to meet Aramis Ramirez for a private meet and greet before the game. Text CURE25 to 41444. And we are going to continue to move some items here. We have some autographed Cubs baseballs. We want to just get sure that we get that match out. Next five people who donate $200 by texting CURE25 to 41444. The next five people who donate $200 will get an autographed baseball from a current Cubs player. So those should fly off the shelves at this point. And you a Savannah Bananas guy, David?
I respect the experience. I've never been, and I think it's kind of entertaining.
Well,
but I don't know if I'd call myself a banana guy.
All right, you're not a banana guy. Yeah. Well, for $2,000, these tickets are not available. We have, thanks to our anonymous benefactor and the brothers who have just been so generous throughout this entire thing, two Wintrust Scout seats to the Friday night game. So that's Scout tickets to the Bananas when they play at Guaranteed Rate Field. But joining us now, big Score fan, wanted to tell his story. Kerry is with us by dialing 312-644-6767. Kerry, you're on the final stretch here of Cubs for a Cure. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny, and thank you for doing this. This is amazing that what you do, and thank you to the Cubs and everybody who's involved. And it means a lot. As someone who's listened to the Score going back all the way to Sharon Memelo, and I'm not that old, so that dates me on my sports radio history here. I've always felt that the Score's a part of my daily life, whether I'm, you know, riding to and from my work office downtown or I was walking around campus at NIU. It's always that friend that I've had whenever something's going on in life. And when about in November, when my wife was diagnosed with a rare lymphoma that was aggressive, you know, I would sit there with my daughter and, you know, try to figure out what the heck do I do, you know, because it's a lot. And something that would always bring me back to just a happy place and focus was, frankly, just listening to some of the podcasts or stuff, hearing about, you know, what do the Cubs do today? Or why, sorry, Danny, I got to pick on you here. Why Justin Fields is better than Caleb Williams, even though that's not true.
You know, I never said that.
You never did, but I know it's a pet peeve.
It did bother me tremendously.
Yes,
that is true.
Yes, and I'm on your side of the ledger on that one.
Thank you.
But it would bring me back to those places where I could smile and refocus. And this station has done a heck of a lot for me and even my kid, who now still starting to already take on some of the bad Chicago sports takes we all love. You know, but so I guess my kid is a second generation sports scorehead. But it really means a lot that, like, at the end of the day, I can just spend 5 to 25 minutes listening to the station, refocusing in it. And I wanted to thank the Cubs and you guys for doing that for me, because something you don't even know you do, you know, on a daily basis. But it you guys help people, you know. Well, and that's why I'm devoted to the station for so many years, even since I was a kid.
Well, listen, Kerry, I think the best compliment we can get is people say, you know, we help your day go by faster, or we distract you from the hard stuff going on in your life. So the fact that the Score has done that for you throughout your wife's cancer diagnosis, I think, is something that none of us here at the Score are going to take lightly. So thank you for sharing.
And, you know, she's on the positive upswing, which is always the best thing. But, hey, you know, I'm still ready for more bad Chicago sports takes from you guys, because it always makes the brain this smile.
We're there for you,
we will be
there. Get plenty of those.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for waking up and calling us.
And everyone should donate to that. I just donated myself, too. So it's an amazing cause. And thank you to you guys and the Cubs.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kerry. That's beautiful. Text CURE25 to 41444. It is my tremendous honor. We have never met in person. Yeah, absolutely. Bring that mic there, and they'll turn your microphone on for you. Thank you, guys. It's nice to meet you in person, Ashley.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah. Your story is an incredible one, and we'll take some time here to tell it to the audience, because I think it can be heartbreaking and inspiring, and I think it's going to, you know, impact a lot of people. But let's just start with, tell us about your husband, Carter.
Yeah, so my husband, Carter, was diagnosed with grade 3 astrocytoma in spring of 2018.
At what age?
He was 31.
31 years old.
Yeah,
very
31.
Young for that diagnosis.
Yeah, he just turned 39 actually last week. So he's been fighting, you know, the really hard fight for almost 7 years. So, yeah. But yeah, he was diagnosed in 2018. He had a headache, and it kind of came out of nowhere. It was around St. Paddy's Day. I remember him, you know, saying, "Ash, I have a headache," and, you know, me being like, no offense, but to a guy, I'm like, take some Advil, drink some water, you know, you're fine.
No offense taken.
You know, yeah. I'm like, you're just being kind of a baby. And he's like, "Ash, it's just persistent. It's not going away." And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I think if you think something's wrong, go to your doctor. So he ended up going to his primary. He ended up giving him, I think it was some sort of protein shot. And he's like, "This should knock your headache out if it doesn't, let me know." The long and short of it is it didn't. And he's like, "You know, I'm going to bring you in, you know, just to be precautionary. Let's do an MRI. So I remember that day so vividly because I was actually interviewing for a new job at the time. And I had an interview that day. And he's like, you know what? Do you want to go with me to the MRI? This should be quick. Let's grab dinner after. It was kind of like we're brushing this off.
Like a trip to the dentist or something very routine. You thought it was going to be a routine situation.
Quite literally. I mean, we were, you know, kind of laughing about my interview. Like, it was very, very lighthearted of a day. We were sitting in the waiting room. No one was there. You know, he had taken the MRI. I was kind of joking with him at the time because I had played basketball growing up and I had an MRI in my leg. And I was joking with him about, you know, you got to sit still. Like, if you move, you got to restart. And he was kind of just joking back. Like, he had done the MRI and we were sitting there waiting. And someone comes out and says, like, with such a stern face, we found a large mass on your brain. You need to get in contact with your primary ASAP. And it was just from then that moment on, it was just a mad spiral. And we, you know, the next day we were in the ER, I mean, seeing doctor after doctor. And at that time they thought it was like a low grade tumor, without obviously, you know, biopsying it or anything. And we then, you know, started calling all of our friends, like, who had connections in the medical field, like, where do we go, who do we talk to? And we ended up getting connected with someone at Northwestern, and that's where we ended up being treated. And you know, that's where we ended up finding out he needed surgery, and he had the grade 3 astrocytoma, and he had surgery about a month later after we found out, after that whole headache situation.
And then he was doing better, right? You guys had been together for a while, and then you decide to kind of move on with your life, right? You got married.
Yeah, we were together, gosh, we were together since, you know, we were in our early 20s, so we've been together almost 15 years now. And so at that time...
He comes out of the surgery and he's
surgery.
Doing good.
I mean, surgeons were high fiving each other. Like, they, you know, they got everything that they, almost everything out. He did really well. He was awake for the surgery, which, you know, that,
yeah, it's crazy,
you know,
what they can do.
You really think about that. That's really intense. But yeah, he gets out of surgery and he did the standard chemotherapy and radiation and knocked it out of the park. I think it was about 6-7 months of treatment. And then he was routine scans for, you know, after that.
And you guys thought it was behind you. You got married, right? You started having kids.
Yep. Got married, had kids. And that was really, you know, something we've always wanted to do. And this kind of, at that time, it was a little bit of a holdup for us because going through treatment, you know, we weren't really sure what to do. And having kids was a big, you know, dream of ours together to do. And in talking to his oncologist, he's like, look, I don't have a crystal ball. At that time, Carter had asked, what's my life expectancy? And they said, you know, the general statistic is 3 to 5 years. And what I can tell you is that we don't have a crystal ball and you need to learn to live your life with cancer. At that time, his oncologist was like, look, there's another gentleman that around your age that him and his wife are welcoming their second child, and he's going on year 13 of this. So that's basically like not focus on that 3 to 5 years or the general statistic and just really live your life. And that's what Carter has always really like held true to him, that he didn't let this diagnosis get in the way of him. He didn't let it define him. He lived an extremely normal life, did everything very normal. If you were to see him at the time, you would have never guessed that he had gone through a brain surgery, that he had gone through treatment, cancer treatment. He worked full time, everything.
And so you have two kids, right?
Two kids.
Jax and...
Jax and Olivia. Jax has just turned 3 and Olivia is 15 months.
So a 3-year-old and 15 months. But then you said that March 10th, right, of this year, Is that right? Is the day that you said changed your lives?
Well,
with Carter.
Yeah. Well, what really changed? He was getting routine scans every eight months because he was getting clear scans, and it was January of 2024 where his routine scan came up and they had found a small flare up. It was coming back. And they weren't quite sure what it was. You know, they were hoping it was inflammation, just with given some of his history over the past, you know, 7 years. They were hoping it was that. So they were tracking it for several months. And basically it was April of 2024, 3 weeks before I was having my daughter. They were confident that it was a tumor growing.
So you're about to deliver your second child,
yeah.
And there's a recurrence, mm-hmm. And the statistics are if there's a recurrence with these sort of things, the recurrence is
higher grade,
yeah. is worse than the first. It obviously was a tumor. It was worse.
Yep.
Tell people about where Carter is now, where your husband is now, what's going on.
Yeah, so fast forwarding a year, March 10th was the day that truly, I mean, changed our lives. And, you know, Carter had his surgery a month after I had our daughter. And that in itself changed our lives because he went from a fully functioning, fully dependent individual to a more independent individual. He had lost...
He went from independent to more dependent.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Where he, you know, was at Shirley Ryan down here for a month post-surgery because he had complications. He couldn't walk. He experienced aphasia, so loss of language. His whole right side, he could not move, essentially. So Shirley Ryan, you know, it was amazing. The other day did what they're known for. He was home in about a month, and then that's when we found another tumor was growing, this time in the middle of his brain, and that was July of 2024. And that's when his oncologists were confident that he also developed LMD, which is a complication of tumor or complication of cancer, where cancer cells are then circulating in your spinal fluid. And that is even harder to treat because, you know, the cancer cells are constantly circulating.
Recirculating through your whole body.
Yeah. And so that at that point, they had to pivot. And so the long and short of it, going to March 10th, he went from being, again, basically fully independent with little assist to overnight not being able to walk. I couldn't get him down the stairs. I had to call the fire department to get him down the stairs. He was 2 days into radiation treatment at that point, and it was all hands on deck trying to get him to treatments. I mean, we as a family, my in-laws have been amazing, helping me transport him to the Proton Center in Warrenville, you know, so that he could complete his treatments. And at this point, he is unfortunately on hospice. We made that decision early May, given a recommendation by his oncologist after, you know, the scan in April. And he's been declining. So he's, you know, it's been really hard. He's not in a good place right now.
And so that is where your 39-year-old husband Carter is right now. He's in hospice, and you're just trying to make him comfortable at the end of his life. Now we need to start talking about Jax.
Yeah.
Your 3-year-old son.
Yeah.
You were giving Jax a bath a few months ago.
Yeah, so in the midst of all of this, you know, my husband, and I'll just say my husband actually isn't home at my house anymore. He's with my in-laws. So I'm home alone with my kids. And
you're working.
And I'm working full time because now I have to. And I'm giving Jax a bath, or about to give my son a bath. And I notice a lump on his, like, left abdomen. And, you know, it wasn't even so noticeable. And it was just a weird way he was standing. And I'm like, I don't know. That's weird. He was sick the 2 weeks prior with just a cold. And but he didn't really eat. So I was like, oh, maybe he just lost some weight and his ribs are sticking out a bit. But I ended up taking him to the pediatrician the next morning just because it didn't sit right with me. And
was he in pain?
No, no pain, no other symptoms other than that the cold symptoms. You know, so the 2 weeks prior.
So you have you found a lump on your 3-year-old, and you take him to the pediatrician, and eventually you get to an expert in the diagnosis.
Yeah, diagnosis. At the time, they were in the ER, and they thought it was something different. I actually forgot what it was called.
That's okay.
Wilms tumor, I think it was. And basically, the doctor comes in and he goes, kidney cancer. And I mean, my mom thankfully was with me. I was in the bed with my son, Jax. And it was very out of body. I go paralyzed, quite honestly. Like, I actually went to I looked at the doctor and I was like, I need you to give me something. Like, I'm not processing this. Like, what do you mean my son has cancer? And then they end up transporting. He's like, we have to transport you down to Lurie's. And so that was June 12th. And I've been in and out of Lurie's since. My son has been diagnosed with a high-risk neuroblastoma, a rare pediatric cancer that affects approximately 700 children in the U.S. a year.
And that's where you were this morning?
That's where I was this morning. I've been there since Monday. My son just completed his third round of chemotherapy. It's an intense 15 to 18 months of treatment that he will have to undergo. And I'm there basically every 2 weeks now for treatment.
And so again, this is Ashley Conlin, who's brave enough to share her story here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. And it's unfathomable, right? So your husband is in hospice. Your 3-year-old has been diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. Good news is not the right word, but they are what they said. There is a path forward for Jax.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when they told me this, I'm like, I'm losing my husband. I can't lose my son. Too. I mean, the thought of that even right now it's really hard to say out loud. My kids have truly gotten me through my husband's current state. You know, Carter's my everything. And, you know, I really don't know where I'd be without my kids. So my son, you know, he's my firstborn. You know, he's just my everything. So the thought of losing him on top of my husband is just, it's gut-wrenching. So, you know, all I kept saying to the doctors is like, you need to cure him, you need to cure him. And the good news is, to your point, they did say we are treating to cure. So they, you know, the odds are in his favor. In my experience with Carter, I don't want to talk statistics because everyone is different. And, you know, but I am very hopeful that they're doing what they need to do to get my son across the finish line.
700 kids across the country every year. Is there a support community that you rely upon, other parents, other families who might be dealing with this with their own children?
You know, Lurie's is amazing. I call them actual angels on earth, and the nurses and doctors. And Northwestern's been amazing too. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've heard about Lurie's, and now experiencing it for myself, they're angels on earth, and they have given me resources to connect with. And you know, quite frankly, I haven't been able to connect with some of the people in the community yet, just because I am so my days are really crazy. When I'm home, I'm juggling my children and Carter and my job, and there's very little additional time for me to kind of do anything else.
Well, and you were saying too, you can't be in two places at once, and your fear, I mean, it's going to be where you are when something happens with Carter.
Yeah, and, you know, in in a treatment, Jax's prior treatment, I did get a call from my father-in-law where Carter was having seizures, where they had to rush him to the emergency room. And I was standing in Jax's room, you know, it was such a helpless feeling because all I wanted to do was be there with my husband, holding his hand, making him feel, you know, safe and more comfortable. But I couldn't leave my three-year-old alone who's getting himself treatment for cancer. And it was just a feeling that I would never wish on my worst enemy to ever, somebody to ever be in that position.
How comfortable is Jax?
How comfortable is he?
Right. Is it a painful experience, a treatment? Is he?
You know, they say, the doctors have said kids are so resilient. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you kind of are like, okay. And I mean, my son is so strong. And I would say the pain, he's not in pain from his cancer. He is getting immunotherapy. He did qualify for the trial for neuroblastomas, and he is getting immunotherapy early, which is part of that trial. And that immunotherapy drug does inflict physical pain. And so seeing that when he did get his first round, you know, a few weeks ago, was really hard for me because he was laying in bed screaming, you know, in pain. Crying, you know, mommy, help me. And I'm myself in tears, you know, almost like yelling at the doctors, like, what are you going to do to help him? Like, this is crazy. I can't. And as a mom, I called my mom after, and I'm like, I have this guilt as a parent. All you want to do is protect your children. You know, that's your mission as a parent, to protect your child, keep them safe, keep them comfortable. And I was voluntarily like inflicting this pain on him, but I knew it's what he had to do to for the long term to be cured. And it was just such a double-edged sword for me to experience that. And thankfully, you know, there's a protocol, pain protocol, where they got him comfortable now. So he is more comfortable. I will say with this round, he's getting a different chemotherapy drug. He is more nauseous. He's been throwing up, and it's been rough.
Tell people about, we're talking to Ashley Conlin. We need donations here in honor of Jax and in honor of Carter and in honor of Ashley for telling the story. Let's get us over $500,000. Text CURE25 to 41444. Text CURE25 to 41444. Call Cubs Fan Services. Make a donation with a comma in it. Get a cool Cubs incentive, 773-388-8270. That's 773-388-8270. Arbor Investments is matching everything up to $10,000 this hour. Can you please tell people about your hat?
My hat, yes.
Gorilla Strong.
You know, you may not notice my necklace, too, but Gorilla Strong. So
you fell in love with your husband despite a tattoo.
Yeah, you know, you know, Carter, if he were listening, he'd kill me. But he has a massive gorilla tattoo on his rib cage. Got that prior to us being together.
And you stayed with him,
I stayed with him. You know, it's such a part of him now, and it's become such a part of our story. And I asked him at the time years ago, like, why a gorilla? Like, what does this mean? And he's like, you know, they're really cool animals. And, you know, I really identify, like, with kind of who they embody. They're really strong. They're resilient. They are caring and protective. And, you know, if I were average, you know, if I were an animal, I would be a gorilla. And so that's been kind of our thing. Like, even at our wedding, we had kind of hidden gorillas, like, at our wedding. And all of his friends call him Rilla. And so during, you know, his fight, Gorilla Strong has been our, you know, kind of our tagline as a community. And our friends and family and community, quite honestly, like my kids' daycare, they're getting behind it. We have apparel, you know, with his initials on it. We now have Jax's initials on it. And, you know, I've been wearing a gorilla nonstop. I got a necklace made in his honor. I will never ever take this off. So I know that Carter's always with me, and you know, now Jax is a part of that, and it will forever be part of our family story. But yeah, I have a gorilla.
How did you guys meet?
Through a mutual friend, actually. So mutual friend, and it was a very random story, but mutual friend.
Well, I gotta say, Ashley Conlin in studio, we just soared past 500,000. I know we are way late to a break, but I'm not gonna interrupt this right now, but we'll deal with that on the other side. But just Anthony Rizzo is Carter's favorite player, and
Carter's a huge Cubs fan.
Cubs fan, and what he's hoping, right? What he want for Jax, and you say he wants him to get past his thing, and then be Rizzo for you guys.
Yeah, you know that is something that you know I have. It's been hard because you know when Jax was diagnosed, you know Carter's his cognitive. He's there. I will say, like he understands, but he can't communicate back. It's a lot of nodding and kind of yeses and nos. We've shared, obviously, kept Carter very in the loop of Jax's diagnosis. And what I had told to him was, you know, he's going to be our Anthony Rizzo. And we're a baseball family. My dad's baseball coach. Carter's dream is for Jax to play baseball. It was his dream to coach Jax. You know, and that's even heartbreaking for me. Like, he'll never get to have that experience with Jax. But, you know, I keep telling him he's going to be our Anthony Rizzo. And he kind of grins every time that I tell him that. And so, you know, in Jax's treatments, you know, Rizzo's at Lurie's, like, in the treatment oncology center. And it's just kind of that reminder to, you know, keep going and stay strong.
And I think the ability for you to tell this story, your 3-year-old getting chemo, your 39-year-old husband in hospice, working full time, a 1-year-old daughter, and then you told me, like, you want to get involved. I don't know what like your level of capacity is, but it needs to be studied because you are seriously, it is truly, truly inspiring.
You know, a lot of people have said that to me, and a friend of mine and actually a coworker of mine and also really sad is her 4-year-old daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. And her and I have bonded, you know, even more so, obviously, with the things that I'm going through. But she had once told me, Ashley, the only way out is through. And that, I think, I tell myself that every single day. And there's a reason why I'm going through this that I will truly probably never understand. But the only thing that I can think of that can make me even feel remotely better about this is that I need to get involved in the brain cancer community, and now certainly in that pediatric cancer community, to be support for others going through this. You know, and I don't know what that looks like yet. Obviously I'm like very in the thick of it right now, but once my mind is more clear, you know, my goal and ambition is to get really involved and to keep my husband's legacy going, and to, you know, keep my son's legacy going, you know, with hopes that he gets cured. But it's his story, and it's going to be a really damn good one day when he's, you know, in 20 years, I want him here talking about his story.
With the gorilla tattoo on his chest.
You know what? Yeah, with a gorilla tattoo in honor of his dad. So,
well, when you're ready to get involved more in the brain cancer community, if I can help in any way,
I would love that.
Please stay in touch. You deserve a ton of good luck and good fortune. You deserve to be there for Carter when his time comes, and yes, you'll be there for Jax. I know you won't leave his side, but it's truly amazing.
Yeah.
You are one of the strongest people I've ever met. So
Thank you.
It's an honor. It's an honor
thank
for you
for
to come
telling
in.
Your story.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank Gorilla Strong. Be sending Ashley Conlon some good vibes for Jax and for Carter and some peace for their family. We skyrocketed past $500,000 raised while you were on the air, Ashley. So over 1,700 individual donors since we've been on the air. Some amazing opportunities here still to come. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. I think we should move these meet and greets here. $2,500 meet and greet with Jameson Taillon. Four tickets to a game and the ability to meet Pat and Ron. Justin Steele, same thing. So you want to meet Justin Steele, you want to meet Jameson Taillon, you want to meet Pat Hughes, you want to meet Ron Coomer, you want four tickets to a game. $2,500 donation at CURE25 for 41444. Or by calling 773-388-8270. Back after this, Cubs for the Cure on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
The biggest Cubs fan you could possibly imagine. He is a season ticket holder. Him and his wife, Stacy, Doug Meyer, Doug and Stacy Meyer.
Hey, I get to be on Molly and Han in primetime drive time in the morning. This is amazing.
So, morning, Doug.
I was diagnosed with prostate cancer probably about a year ago, and my PSA level is now basically zero, which means I am considered cancer-free. So it was really a success story. I'm back to playing bad golf on a weekly basis, and early screening and early detection is the key.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Massive hour. Thank you to Ashley Conlon. I would argue the most powerful story in the history of these radiothons. Thank you to Arbor Investments, close friends of the Ricketts family, Greg Purcell, the founder and chairman and co-CEO, along with co-CEO and friend of the station, Carl Allegretti, doing a $10,000 match this hour. The 81 games in the bleachers for next year, the pair, went for $16,000. So that item moved. The Cubs baseballs for this hour are gone. The Savannah Bananas tickets have been claimed. Let's move an easy one. Two tickets, Section 13, Row 9, to three games of Cubs-Cardinals in September. Last series of the year, ninth row behind the Cubs on deck circle. $2,000 gets you six tickets, so two to each game. All you got to do right now, make a $2,000 donation, 773-388-8270, or CURE25 to 41444. We have one $300 baseball signed by PCA. That should move immediately, but you got to be the first one to call and ask for it, 773-388-8270. And then the next five people who make a $250 donation, it'll get doubled thanks to Arbor Investments, and we'll give you two tickets to Cubs Convention next year. So $250 gets doubled, Cubs Convention tickets, $300 calling 773-388-8270. You get a PCA ball. $2,000 gets you the Cubs and Cardinals tickets. Your impression of Ashley's story?
Well, powerful. And just the fact that she was able to tell it the way that she told it required the kind of strength that is rare.
Yeah.
What she's going through and how she's coping with it. She does seem to have a real strong support system with her family and her in-laws and the hospital community. At the same time, she's a full-time she works full-time. She's got a daughter that she's basically can't ignore or neglect, and she isn't, and she's doing everything that she can to get through this. And it's so heartbreaking to hear just one of those examples,
right?
And to imagine and put yourself in that situation and to deal with both of them at the same time simultaneously is remarkable. That she had the courage to come here on a Friday morning. It's not easy to get downtown, especially this weekend.
She was already at Lurie's.
Yeah, but she,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, right, because, you know, she's with Jax, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just to be able to articulate the pain that she felt and the strength that she's required. So very inspiring, no doubt about it.
We're at $515,000. That means we're closing in on last year's total. You can get us there. Make some $23 donations for Rhino. Arbor Investments will double them. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score, and the Marquee Network rolls on after this.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
I'm Lawrence Holmes, and I stand for all of the caretakers. They're the people that hold us up when we're going through the worst days of our lives. So I stand for the caretakers, and you should too.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
The Mullion Hall audience is coming through. Eddie O's in the building. Council in the next hour or so. Mike Lowe from WGN, Colin Cowherd still to come. A miracle patient will be on. Krista Hannahill's production recapping the full 24 hours.
It'll be hard to top. It'll be hard to top Ashley's performance.
I know.
We got a lot of guys are going to try.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who are going to
try. Star-studded cast ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. The Cubs Cardinals tickets went. The PCA ball went. $250 donation for the Cubs convention tickets are available. How about this? Same section. Section 13, row 9. The Brave series. So three games, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's 9 rows behind the Cubs on deck circle. That's
See Chris Sale.
It's the Tom Ricketts section. Huge series. Beginning of September baseball at Wrigley Field. Push for the pennant. $2,000. You make a $2,000 donation. We'll give you 2 tickets to 3 games in maybe the best seats you've ever sat at Wrigley
Field. That's a deal. That's a great opportunity.
It is a great
deal. To
see
Mike Soroka pitch against his former team.
There you go. That's you know how to sell an item. You know how to move product, David Haw. How to do it is make it a $2,000 donation by texting CURE25 to 41444 or calling 773-388-8270. Also, the meet and greets are available. I think these things have moved earlier. I think they will move now. It's a game next year. You and 3 guests, 4 tickets. You get to go to the Odyssey booth and meet Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. You get 4 tickets to the game, and you can either meet Jamison Tyone for a pregame meet and greet or Justin Steele for a pregame meet and greet. Both awesome dudes. Tyone has been a supporter of the Cubs for a Cure as a cancer survivor. Steele is just pretty hilarious.
Jamison Tyone called in yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And excellent supporter.
Yeah, so
good guy.
Those are $2,500 donations for that experience that you cannot buy anywhere else. So $2,000 is Cubs Braves, 2 tickets to all 3 games, Section 13, Row 9. $2,500 is the meet and greet with Tyone and Pat and Ron and the 4 tickets, or the meet and greet with Steele and Pat and Ron and the 4 tickets. 773-388-8270. $2,000 donation for the Braves tickets, $2,500 for the meet and greet. Text CURE25 to 41444. And a couple more minutes to get out and max out that Arbor Investments. Thank you again to Carl Allegretti, the great people over there at Arbor Investments, and their founder, Greg Purcell. We're going to bring in Eddie Olczyk and going to start running through some amazing stories and connections as we roll forward here. And double simulcast coming up.
Yes, it's a big moment.
CHSN and Marquee coming together for the next 2 hours for this radiothon. Beautiful thing. So I one day we'll have every station, TV and radio simulcasting this thing. A boy can dream. It's coming up. Cubs for a Cure on the Score and Marquee and soon to be CHSN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.